The Holy Gospel according to John, the 18th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Judeans?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the religious authorities. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from the one who is, and the one who was, and the one who is to come. Amen. Anyone remember the last time that I used a football analogy in a sermon at Hope? Right. Mark it down. And just for the record, I'm not going to talk about the Vikings, Packers. I mean, that would be easy, but I'm not going there. 7 weeks ago today, longtime St. John's University football coach John Gagliardi died at the age of 91. He had coached 60 years for the Johnnies, and he retired in 2012, the winningest coach in college football history. At his retirement, and then again in October at his death, there were some wonderful articles written about Gagliardi and his record, but also about his very way of coaching. The Huffington Post reported, "Gagliardi played a much larger role than he lets on, shirking convention. Gagliardi banned whistles, tackling, and essentially bad weather during practices. If the notoriously thick swarms of central Minnesota mosquitoes were out for blood, he called it a day. They were done. They didn't tackle in practice to avoid injury. Something about why get injured in a stupid play on a Wednesday and then not be able to play for a victory on a Saturday. Trusting quarterbacks to call the plays, Gagliardi redefined what it could mean to be a college football coach. He found his own way, he found his own style, and it formed and transformed generations of Johnny players. He reinterpreted the role. So playing off that theme of reinterpreting roles and remembering that today is Reign of Christ Sunday or Christ the King Sunday, take a moment to ponder a very classic role. What does a king or a queen or royalty or the president look like? Act like? How do they dress? What kind of power do they have? And how do they use that power? How do they relate to the little guys, the least of these? How do they die, and why? Shout out a word or two. What were words that came to you? You can do it. Compassion. Rich. Majestic. Overpowered, regal, honorable. The context of today's gospel is an arraignment. Jesus is on trial, and Pilate moves between Jesus' opponents, the religious leaders, and Jesus, trying to determine guilty or not guilty. It's a strange mix of church and state and power. Pilate is supposedly in control. He is the prefect, the local representative of the Roman government, the greatest power of the time. And he's trapped, and he's afraid, and he's terrified that he just may lose control of Jerusalem. So back they forth they go. Are you a king? Pilate asks over and over, are you a king? And he asks it in a bunch of different ways. And Jesus answers, you say that I'm a king. For this I was born, for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. The irony of this unique reign, this radical kingship, is evident all through the years. From the prophets who foretold his coming, to Mary who sang of God bringing down the powerful from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. From the magi who searched for Jesus, baby Jesus, while Herod fretted. To this uncomfortable set of disciples as Jesus stooped to wash their feet not so long before he died. From the crown of thorns to the purple robe, oh, the list goes on. Back and forth they go, some believing and others mocking and the leaders threatening and Pilate terrified. A king or not a king? And if a king, clearly not the kind of king the world has ever seen before. Jesus redefines, reinterprets what it means to be a king. And he does it with truth, not some heady philosophical truth that Pilate expects, but the truth revealed, dusty and embodied and saving and healing, loving, forgiving, redeeming, the truth that Jesus lives and bids us follow in our living. So today is Christ the King Sunday. We also call it Reign of Christ Sunday. It was 1925 in Benito Mussolini's Italy when Pope Pius XI instituted the Feast of Christ the King. Remember what was happening in that era? In 1925 in Italy, between the wars, fascism is at a height. Why in that time, in that place, did the Pope create this new feast day that even today we Protestants still observe? Why? Why? To remind us again that our ultimate allegiance is to Christ, to a spiritual leader, not to an earthly one. Jesus redefines, reinterprets what it means to be a king, to reign, R-E-I-G-N, to reign. He redefines that. So at this very end of the church year, when all is said and done, can we fathom the reign of Christ apart from our usual power structures, a reign that is distinctly countercultural? I understand as much as I can what Pope Pius would have done and why he made Christ the King Sunday. But I am less sure that we in this day, with this type of privilege, can really understand the fullness of what Jesus means when he says, "You can call me king, but I am going to be a completely different kind of king." With a new kind of ruler comes a new kind of community. With a new king comes a new kingdom. So where do we put our honor? Where do we put our trust? And what does Christ's reign look like? Those are the questions we ponder on a day like this, but really every day. If you're following the bulletin as I read the gospel, you may have noticed that I changed a few words. Instead of reading King of the Jews, I said King of the Judeans. And where it says something about Jesus being handed over to the Jews, I read instead handed over to the religious authorities. The scholars are telling us this is a more accurate and honest way to read and understand these passages, especially in John's gospel, that for centuries have been used to propel anti-Semitic fervor and violence, to disparage a whole community and people. On Reign of Christ Sunday, we follow Jesus' lead and make space to reinterpret the parts of our tradition that have been used more for hate than for love. And this is one small step. In the days after the shooting at Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, across the country, in San Francisco, Congregation Shahar Zahav, like every other congregation, Jewish congregation, wondered and worried about security. Not only does their building in San Francisco have clear Jewish images and lettering visible on the facade, But they're also a congregation that is founded by and for the LGBTQI community, the queer community in that area. The president had mused, if Tree of Life had an armed guard inside, they might have been able to stop the gunmen immediately. They didn't have any protection, the president said. In an article in the J Weekly, Rabbi Michelle Copeland described the congregation's discussions about security. While the Jewish community gathers on Friday and Saturday, they have a Mennonite congregation that also shares their building. And the Mennonite congregation worships on Sunday mornings. So during those first weeks after the shooting, while the Jewish congregation prayed inside, the Mennonites kept a protective vigil of prayer and quiet songs outside, all around the building entrance. Rabbi Michelle wrote of what a comfort their presence was, and then she added, I'll take 20 Mennonites over one armed guard any day. I'll take 20 Mennonites over one armed guard any day. Dear friends, as Jesus reinterprets his role, our communities, all of us, we are called to reinterpret not only our roles, but also our responses. What a witness for those Mennonites to gather close, comforting, protecting. What a witness for the people of Shahar Zahav to dwell in prayer, trusting their neighbors. And what a witness for these communities to gather together to rethink their security, to respond not turning first to armed guards, but to the relationships and to their trust and to their values. I'll take 20 Mennonites over one armed guard any day. This Reign of Christ Sunday, with all that's in our news, that's a powerful statement, one to mull over a little bit more. You know, I've never met Johnny football coach John Gilardi, but from what I have read, I suspect that he was reflective and thoughtful about his style of coaching. He knew that he did things differently, and he kept at it in his own style, in his own way. This morning, we will baptize a little one, a beloved child of God who I think stepped out for a moment. Yep, that's how they do it. Reagan Marcy Raji. In bringing Reagan for baptism, her folks trust Jesus' reign. They trust Jesus' way. So often we live our baptismal lives drawing near to God and then pushing away, drawing near again. But by the community's prayer and by the Spirit's power, no matter what, we are held forever in Christ Jesus' big and gentle love. By these waters, the baptismal waters, we are tethered to the one who shapes our lives for a new kind of following. Together we are called into a countercultural way, the ways of the one who is and who was and who is to come. Thanks be to God. Amen.